Colorado Springs-based artist Senga Ngudi is currently showing her work at one of the art world's most influential international exhibitions, the Venice Biennale. It's the latest in a string of high-profile showings for Ngudi, who's been living and working in Colorado Springs for nearly 30 years. As 91.5 KRCC's Jake Burnell reports, the recent recognition was a long time in the making.
Senga Ngudi remembers the moment she learned her work would be featured at the Venice Biennale.
It was on the old computer, and I received an email stating, you know, that I was being invited to the Biennale, and I did one of those cartoon double take, and I just couldn't believe it.
It wasn't the first time her work had received international attention. In recent years, she's shown at the MoMA in New York, the White Cube in London, and many other renowned museums and galleries. But the Biennale, the world's oldest biennial art exhibition, is special.
To be invited there is major validation of you as an artist.
Ngudi's piece in the show comes from an abstract sculpture series called RSVP, which she first conceived in the 70s. Brown pantyhose are stretched like taffy from a gallery wall, taut in some places and sagging, weighted with sand in others. The sculptures from the series are meant to be manipulated live, often by a dancer. Ngudi says the idea for the series came to her following the birth of her first child.
I was really amazed at how the body expanded and extended itself, and the flexibility of the body and the resilience of the body to come back into shape, mostly. I just had to find a way of kind of expressing that energy.
These sculptures present themselves almost as a physical body. They have attenuated legs or arms and limbs. They stretch in unexpected ways.
Nora Burnett Abrams curates the Museum of Contemporary Art in Denver. She co-curated an exhibit of Ngudi's work called Improvisational Gestures, which is currently traveling around the country.
She's taking these very basic, mundane materials and really transforming them to something well beyond what we would have expected or imagined them to be.
Ngudi created the first RSVP sculpture while living in her hometown of Los Angeles, where she'd landed after stints in Japan and New York City. In L.A., she found a community of avant-garde Black artists, artists like David Hammons, Maren Hassinger, and Houston Conwell. Together, they collaborated on performances and installations in unconventional locations around the city.
It was just so much fun, and we were kind of the outsiders. The main art establishment wasn't particularly interested in what we were doing.
It was decades before Ngudi's work began to receive mainstream attention. In 2003, she had her first major retrospective at the Thomas Urban Gallery in New York. In 2011, she was featured alongside many of her collaborators from LA in the seminal show Now Dig This, Art and Black Los Angeles, 1960 to 1980. Thomas Lacks is associate curator of media and performance art at the MoMA in New York. He says he's glad the contributions made by Ngudi and her contemporaries are finally being recognized.
Senga is being acknowledged in terms of the important role she played in terms of the emergence of feminism, in terms of the relationship between sculpture and dance.
Lacks sees the recent attention as part of a broader effort to expand the story of contemporary American art, beyond the largely white male artists who've long received the lion's share of critical attention.
What we're seeing is an ability to think about history in multiple registers at the same time, as opposed to being a more kind of linear, progressive, exclusive articulation of the past.
For her part, Ngudi says she's thrilled that critics and curators are taking note.
It's important that history is corrected while one is here. And so with all of this resurgence, it's allowed all of us a chance to really give our side of history so that it's not taken over by someone else that decides what this period looked like.
Ngudi moved to Colorado Springs in 1989 in search of a quieter place to raise her kids. She taught for 10 years in the art department at UCCS and continues to make work in a range of mediums. While much of the attention she's received recently has focused on her days in Los Angeles, she's also carved out an important place in the Colorado Springs art community. Daisy McGowan directs the UCCS Galleries of Contemporary Art.
She's from this place and of this place in many ways after 3 decades, but also of the world. And so I think she's a microcosm for how I like to think about Colorado Springs, which is definitely, you know, an amazing place that also has these broad connections to the outer world.
Nangudi's work will be on display at the Venice Biennale through November. As for what's next, she says she's looking forward to some rest at home in Colorado Springs and getting back to the joy of creating after a long season of traveling, installations, and media appearances. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.